A number of things have happened so far at the Boys and Girls Club as I've been volunteering, but one incident strikes me particularly when I look back on my time so far. There was a young boy, and for the sake of privacy, I'll call him Johnny in this podcast. But Johnny is a young boy who's very tiny and very timid compared to all the others, and he is really shy. And I could tell all he wanted was just to have some friends to hang out with, and he tried to talk to all the other boys and girls, but it seemed like no one ever wanted to play with him. And so, basically, he would be in the playroom trying to play foosball or pool or games with the other kids right when they arrived, and for some reason no one wanted to play with him, and I couldn't really understand why. And as an outsider looking in, I definitely noticed this Johnny boy right off the bat because he looked like he really needed a friend. So basically, I took a liking to him and started playing with him and talking to him, getting to know him. And I found him to be a really playful, really fun-loving kid that people should want to be around. So I basically took him and played games with him. And one day we decided to build something out of Legos. And it seemed like ever since I started helping him build this creation out of Legos, all the other kids sort of started to get interested and started migrating over towards us. And I feel like it really boosted Johnny's confidence, and he was kind of the center of the attention for once, because all the kids were like, wow, that's really cool, what are you making? And they got excited, and it just made me frustrated that these kids would judge him so much, but then use him to play some cool game that he made up. So I guess when I thought about it after it happened, it's just something typical that happens as you're growing up, and you go through it as a child, but once you get out of your adolescence, you kind of become frustrated seeing it happen again before your eyes, and so that's what I think my reaction to it was. But basically, I feel like by playing with him and giving him attention and just becoming friends with him, that I helped him maybe build a little confidence in himself, and hopefully from now on he can hang out with all the kids and just have a good time. And overall, I guess, in a deeper meaning, this taught me how to handle kids. It taught me that there just are some kids who are not nice. It's just the way the world works. And so I think that by looking out for those kids while I'm there volunteering that are more vulnerable and less aggressive towards others, I think that I'll make a really good impact on their time at the Boys and Girls Club so that they don't feel like they're an outsider while they're there. They should feel welcome, and they should feel like they're in a safe place.